It is Thursday, April 7th, 2005. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast.
Podcasting almost live.
The Everything Digital Podcast. If it's digital, you're going to hear about it. Unless it's Windows.
All right, it's the Everything Digital Podcast. Feeling good today. It is episode number 50 of the Everything Digital Podcast. And I'm pretty proud. 50 episodes. In what is it? 4 months? Maybe five? I think 4 months of podcasting. 50 episodes, so I think that's pretty good. Nice milestone to reach. Of course, there's still the big 100 coming up, but that's not for a while longer. But I thought for this episode, for the 50th episode, a little later in the show, I'm just going to sort of look or listen back through old episodes and just see how much the Everything Digital Podcast really has progressed over the time that it has been on the air or on the web. I guess it's kind of on the air because there's Wi-Fi that I am using to get on the web, but really primarily on the web. Let's go ahead and launch into those five-second news headlines, if you don't mind. An update for MSN Messenger has been released, expanding and improving video and audio call functionality. Google has updated its Google Search appliance, bumping the device's capacity from 150,000 to 500,000 documents and knocking $2,000 off the price tag. A congressional subcommittee on intellectual property is considering the option of standardizing DRM across the music industry. And Sony is developing a matrix-like technology that would allow users to experience artificial sensations through an interface with their brain. Also, Intel and AMD are both expected to introduce new dual-core chips that combine two microchips in one and allow for faster, cheaper computers. Those are just the short headlines. There are, as always, links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. All right, so I got a lot to talk about. Hasn't quite been a week since the last podcast, and let me get rid of this lag here. Okay. Hasn't quite been a week, which is good, because this isn't really a weekly show. You know, sometimes I've been known to do three, maybe even four in a week. But recently it's been down to pretty much one. Trying to get a little more out. And it's easy to find the material once I actually sit down and go, okay, I'm going to collect material for the podcast. But in order to do that, it's like, you know, I've got to find time to do that. And it actually is somewhat time-consuming to get everything together and get everything set up, get the music from GarageBand. So anyway, I'm going to try a little harder and try to get more episodes out. But I can promise one a week. And I can hope for more than that. First thing I want to talk about today is some new AppleScript apps that I'm working on. As you probably know, I am very, very into AppleScript now. All over everythingdigital.org, I have all sorts of... Actually, there's a category named Apps. And so all over everythingdigital.org, I've been posting different scripts that I've just been, making in my spare time. And, do odd jobs around the computer. Some of the more notable ones that I've recently posted up there, which I want to talk about, are iChatterBot, Flickr It, and one that I'm still working on, iChat Notify BT. iChatterBot is an application that is very customizable. And that's why I've released the source code in the .scpt file, which you can edit in Script Editor, located in Applications, AppleScript, and then Script Editor. You can download any of these apps off everythingdigital.org, but iChatterBot itself, extremely customizable application. What it does is randomly, after it's launched, it will select a random name from your iChat buddy list. It will then contact the name and start talking to it in a semi-intelligent manner. It's up to you to sort of fill in and guess what the conversation's going to be. So the messages you choose will hopefully direct the conversation in the right direction. However, what it can do is wait. It'll send a message, then it'll wait for a reply, then it will act like it's typing, you know, give it a little time, and then it'll send another message, wait for a reply, act like it's typing, send another message. Very customizable. You can even, there's a little line of code, and if you delete the little two dashes at the beginning that make it a comment, you can transform it into an actual line of code, which you can then use to select or to choose a specific name on your buddy list that you want to IM, in case you want to have your bot chat with a specific target instead of a random name. So it does require some modification. You have to change a few parts of the script just to make it work on your machine. So the other app, or one of the other apps, is Flickr It. This is a somewhat basic Flickr uploader. It uses the Apple Mail program, and it will upload photos to your Flickr account. You can launch the app. It will ask you to select a photo. It will then ask you what you want the title of the photo to be, what you want the description of the photo to be, and then it will, upon completion of those two form values, it will launch mail and create a new message and send it off to your Flickr uploader account. Now the tricky part is, or actually not that tricky, you do have to edit this this application, and also this one is open source, so pretty easy to edit. You have to edit this application in order to be customized for your specific Flickr address. Now, there is a link on the everythingdigital.org post for this application. There is a link to a page on Flickr that will tell you what email address you can send photos to upload them to Flickr. It's different for every account, so you definitely have to go and copy that address before trying to use this app, or it will not work. The other app that I'm working on, this one is in progress. A big part of the script is missing, which I'm still working on. I've just got to find out how to actually do it. iChat Notify BT, and that BT does stand for Bluetooth. I'm working on an application that when you're sent a new iChat instant message, it will see that instant message and then send you a notification to your cell phone that the instant message has arrived. I haven't gotten it to, I haven't gotten it to send the message yet. I've gotten it to open address book and create a contact card with the message new IM, but I can't actually send it via Bluetooth. That's the part that I'm still trying to figure out how to do in AppleScript. I'm also working on adding the functionality of it actually sending the text of the message, although that's a bit more complicated and would kind of clog up your address book with a bunch of messages. However, what this app will do is if your phone or your Bluetooth phone or any other Bluetooth device that has a screen for that matter and can accept contact cards, if any device like that is within range of your computer, you can tell this app to send the with a little customization and a little bit of manipulation of the order of things in the Bluetooth send menu, I believe. You can select the app you want to send the card to, the contact card that says you have a new instant message, and then whenever an instant message pops up, the computer will attempt to send a card off to your phone. And if it was if it is within range, you can then see the message pop up and race to your computer to answer the message. So I'm working on that. Still a work in progress, but a work that is coming along. Another thing I want to talk about Google Maps, really, really great map utility. Really blows MapQuest away, but it just got better. Google Maps now has a satellite view, which takes pictures that were taken from satellites and integrates them into the maps. So you can at any time, and MapQuest used to, or I think they still do this, but it's not quite as good because Google Maps has all the dynamic, you know, you don't need a page refresh to scan across the map and everything. So this will show you a satellite view of the place that you were looking at on the conventional map. And you can zoom in pretty far. It's not a live view by any means, so it's not like you can watch your neighbors through this. But it is pretty cool. And I did a contest on everythingdigital.org. I just zoomed in on a famous place and then took a screenshot of that that overhead picture and then put it up on everythingdigital.org and asked, what is this picture? And got a response, a correct response from Hugo or Ugo, I think it's Hugo, from Agilen. That is at agilen.com/blogsom/blog is his website. And the prize for the for winning the contest was 10 Gmail invites and a plug for your website on everythingdigital.org. And I guess he's getting a plug in the podcast too now. And he already has a Gmail account, so he didn't need the 10 invites, but you can find his link on everythingdigital.org, and congratulations. I will hopefully do another Google Maps contest soon. I thought that was a pretty good idea. And I thought it was kind of fun to, like, zoom in on a famous place and you know, and see this aerial view from a satellite, which is a view, you know, you're not really used to being able to see. So definitely a great new feature of Google Maps, and really something to check out. Duke University's iPod program seems to be faltering a bit. Last year, Duke gave free iPods to all incoming freshmen with the hope that they would be used, that the iPods would be used for incorporating classroom multimedia content. Well, guess what? Turns out the students would rather listen to music on their iPods than use them for learning. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I don't see how they didn't see that in the first place. However, this year, they're sort of fine-tuning the program a little bit. Now, they are deciding to only give away iPods to students who plan to enroll in the specific classes that use iPods. Duke is hoping to incorporate iPods in courses such as theater, engineering, and language. So, only students enrolled in courses similar to those will be getting iPods this year, since I think it was like 60% of the students didn't actually sign up for iPod courses. They just listened to music. So, not a big surprise there. I was kind of skeptical of that program from the beginning. And it looks like their grant money is going to be reduced slightly too, but shouldn't be a problem since they'll be ordering less iPods. Another thing I wanted to talk about is I've been using BitTorrent lately, and legal BitTorrent. I've been downloading TV episodes, which are, I don't know the exact legality of that, but it can't be too bad, because, I mean, the commercials are in there, right? And you could record it on a tape from TV anyway, and TV is free anyway, or at least network TV is. So I don't see how there would be a problem with it. I would think the networks would be fine with more exposure for their advertisements, if anything. So anyway, I've been downloading some what I assume are legal BitTorrents, and having some interesting experiences. I gotta say, it's slow. I launched these BitTorrents. There's like four of them, four different episodes. Or actually, it's a like series of episodes collected from TV. And it came up. It's like, you have 384 hours, 42 minutes and 30 seconds left in this download on every single one of them. So that kind of freaked me out a little bit. Obviously not going to get done in one day, much less the couple of hours I was hoping for. So basically my computer has been running all night for the past few nights trying to get these downloads done. So kind of what I expected. I've never really had good luck with getting high download speeds with this kind of thing, even though I've got a 4 megabit down pipe. It's weird. I'm not quite sure if other people are getting better results with BitTorrent, but 10 kilobytes per second just just isn't enough when you're downloading a 3 gigabyte file. So anyway, I'm going to wait that out for a couple more days. I think it's down to 60 or so hours left. So interesting experiences. Another thing I want to talk about just before we get into the non-RIAA music here. Just wanted to issue a plea for Podcast Alley votes. Last month, the Everything Digital podcast got as high as number 38 on the charts with 20 votes. This month, we are number 528 with 1 vote. So, definitely, if you've got time, try and get over to either Podcast Alley or everythingdigital.org and fill out the form to vote for the Everything Digital podcast, because obviously not doing so well in the rankings. So I hope you can get over there. Would really mean a lot to me. Always nice to see the Everything Digital podcast ranking highly over there. All right, here is your non-RIAA music. This is from Cookie Puss. This is Refugees Us on the Everything Digital podcast.
Thank you.
and that is Refugees Us from Cookie Puss, of course, off of GarageBand.com. So, here it is, the look back. Don't really have anything formal planned for this. Just thought I'd pop into iTunes and look back through some of the old Everything Digital podcasts. Let's see here. I hope this isn't too embarrassing for me. Why don't we go for... let's try number 22. And it's Monday, December 13th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce.
Turn
this down a bit. My, that music is totally overpowering my voice.
It's a Slim Paris.
From there, this is their song Light FM off GarageBand.com. Alright, let's skip through this a little bit.
And that is Google Suggest Beta. There's a link in the show notes. It's still in Google Labs. It's not actually released yet. It's just a beta.
Alright, yeah.
But hopefully they'll...
Alright, let's go a little earlier into the archives. How about number 16? You can hear the mouse click at the beginning there as I'm starting it. I think you could still hear that in the podcast, current episodes. Saying somewhere, fool. It's like a hit test.
Is
this non-RIA song that I'm for?
I'm Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And this is Saint Somewhere Fool from GarageBand.com. It's our intro music here. Basically now I'm getting all the rest.
Yeah, man, I did get
of anything.
Let me turn this down for a second. I did get a lot of comments about the music overpowering my voice, and now I understand. Looking back over it, yeah, that was pretty bad.
The program's deleted, and she said if it keeps happening next month, call again, they'll reimburse me, and they'll block the server. I don't know. I think I'll just have them block any messages. AltaVista.com.
I don't know.
They've got one similar to what Yahoo's planning, actually.
Making fun of me 2 months ago. Let's go to number 10. Oh, this was the great Mac versus PC debate with Foos back then. I can hear my iBook G3 stuttering there.
Digital podcast.
All right, let's skip to the debate part.
I hate them. I can't stand them. Why would anybody ever want advertisements on a computer that they paid for? I mean, that's how Windows lowers their prices. And they say they're removable, but I don't know. I mean, people leave them on there for so long, and then they build up all this sticky residue on the computer. I mean, who would want an advertisement on something they just paid several hundred dollars for?
About those advertisements, it's not really advertisements. Just expressing the brand of the things that it has. Over here.
All right, let's turn that down. Actually, I tried to get Foos on this 50th show, but unfortunately Skype was really being annoying. Especially with Soundflower going. I've got all this audio routing, you know, back and forth behind the scenes here, and Skype just did not handle that well, so we couldn't quite get that working. Let's go even earlier into the archives with let's see, how about number 5? Ghostbusters. This was before I discovered non-RIAA music. Still, I think podcast I played less than 60 seconds of it, so podcast. I should be okay.
Podcast. iPod.org. Podcast. OpenPodcast.org. Podcast.
Podcasting. Almost live.
Everything Digital. The Everything Digital Podcast. Something strange. I think I let this go on for a while, so let me try and skip through this.
Wednesday. Today, I'm going to go over the new Everything Digital Podcast website that is now up and running. I am going to play the Tap Dancin' Podcaster News, which I heard on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code and on the OpenPodcast.org feed, and thought I'd pick that up too. And also I'm going to talk about something called bluejacking, which some of you might know about and some of you might not.
The Tap Dancing Podcaster News. Remember that? That was a pretty good show. I don't know where it went. Is it still on openpodcast.org? I don't know.
So
let's go further back. How about number 2? Oh, wait. Before we go to number 2, I want to go to number 3, because this is the racquetball court with a really horrible sound quality.
The first ever podcast from a racquetball court.
Yeah, that's the Belkin iPod voice adapter for you. Alright, so this is number 2. Yeah. Oh, my lag just went crazy.
Podcast.
There we go.
Podcast.
I think.
Podcast.
Okay.
Podcast.
Podcast.
iPod.org.
Podcast.
OpenPodcast.org. Podcast.
Podcasting. Almost live.
Everything Digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
I think I was still using iTunes at this point. I've, of course, switched over to QuickTime now. Just because it's easier to control the songs as individual items.
The Everything Digital Podcast. I'm going to start by talking about my slightly new setup.
I was relaxed back then.
Have hopefully perfected the recording.
Sounds like
process.
I'm like sitting back in my chair, just I've hopefully perfected.
There was a buzzing hopefully sound last time.
Now I'm like, you know, here. I'm here to talk.
Back, which should be eliminated this time, but I'll have to see. I'm also now using Sound Flower Bed to route the sound to my headphones.
I'm still using Sound Studio at this point. I'm glad I got out of that application.
Sound Studio.
I mean, as unstable as GarageBand is reported to be by some people, Sound Studio was worse. I haven't had really any major problems with GarageBand, but Sound Studio, I lost a good many podcasts, and got a few ones that were just, you know, really bad quality and tons of errors with that program. Alright,
so
are we ready for the biggie?
My
Here comes Everything Digital Podcast number 1.
It's Monday, November 1st, 2004, and welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast.
All right, I'm going to pause this for a second. So that little beginning bit there, that was kind of a show tag before, you know, show tags became popular. Where I actually learned that from was the Engadget podcast. And the funny thing was, at this point, my first podcast, I was only subscribed to one podcast, and that was the Engadget podcast with Philip Drone and Len Pryor. That was the podcast that I had to base my first, I think, 3 episodes or so off of. So I sort of used that, and I used the Engadget how-to and launched from there. I tried out the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry's Daily Source Code at that point, And just not because I'd heard it was really popular or anything, just because I thought, oh, daily source code, that sounds kind of fun. So I tried it out and I subscribed, and the podcast I downloaded just happened to be the one where he was in his car on the way to the airport, and then he took us flying. Well, it started in his car, and all I heard was a bunch of static and horrible audio quality, and you know, because it's mobile recording. needless to say, I subscribed or I unsubscribed from the Daily Source Code immediately after hearing that horrendous episode, or so I thought at that point. That was before I got the whole concept of podcasting, really. That was before I got that, you know, just because the audio quality isn't great, and just because he doesn't have this continuous flow of talk and ideas coming at us, that doesn't mean the show isn't entertaining or the show isn't something worth listening to. At that point, I was used to radio. I was used to the Engadget podcast, which is full of information. And I tuned into this Daily Source Code SoundSeeing Tour, primitive SoundSeeing Tour at that point. SoundSeeing wasn't really a big thing then. And I just thought, what is this? Why? And then when I saw it was popular, I'm like, why is that so popular? So I gave it a second chance. And I remember I had my iPod and I was ready for another, you know, in the car bad quality thing. And all of a sudden, Adam plays, you know, all these sweepers and the, you know, the podcasting almost live thing and the Adam Curry sweeper. And I just went nuts. I'm like, this is amazing. This is great. This is like a radio show without the, you know, show. what do you call it? Without the air, without the, you know what I'm talking about. Without that thing that makes radio so unbearable to listen to. So anyway, I was just amazed, and then he started talking, and you know, he's got his DJ voice and that Rachmaninoff opener, and I was just blown away. I'm like, well, this is a whole lot better than the last one I listened to. And that is when I really really figured out that there's something behind this podcasting thing, and there is definitely room for a lot of talent in this medium. So, on with podcast number one here. Original composition of GarageBand. Oh, yeah, I think I actually play this whole song, so let me skip through this. Yeah.
I'd like to start by talking about my setup.
Oh, wait, no, I gotta rewind a little bit here, because this is priceless where I go.
And as I said, well...
Oh, yeah, that was it right there.
And as I said, welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast.
Sorry if that's a little quiet.
This is my first show.
My first show.
I'd like to start by talking about my setup. First of all, I'm using iBook G3. And on that, I'm running Rogue Amoebas, both in their freebie section, their sound source, and their line in.
And then
software.
I get kind of into it. I talk about the iMac G5.
They're both designed with exactly the same approach to evolve a solution.
I play the iMac G5 movie.
It's just completely inevitable.
Market. You know, we're looking at a market that's at 256, if not more.
And
also
about
low
its
RAM.
RAM,
or at least low standard RAM.
That was the first show. That's what started it all. And of course, that is still available on the everythingdigital.org site. Just you can go into the podcast category or deep into the archives. That is on the right hand side. If you scroll down a bit, you can filter by category or archive date. Let me just fade out on iTunes here, conclude this trip into the past, and conclude this podcast. Thanks for listening. Quite fun to look back on all that history, that 4 months of history. Oh, so much history. But no, really, I mean, as far as podcasts go, that's a lot of time, because podcasting has only been around for, you know, 7 months, really? I mean, seriously, podcasting. But I remember I started podcasting after seeing the article in New York Times Circuits. That was November 1st, actually, was my first podcast. All right, this music is from the Aberration Quartet. This is Socially Incumbent Derelicts Meet the Searing N. I think there was more to the title, but it cut off at N. You can post comments at everythingdigital.org on any post, really, but if you want to post them about this podcast, probably once you listen to it, or after you've listened to it, the post will still be at the top. You can vote for the Everything Digital Podcast on Podcast Alley. That is highly recommended. Of course, it's highly recommended. You can do that, of course, at everythingdigital.org or podcastalley.com. Also, if you are not subscribed to this podcast, you can subscribe at everythingdigital.org/rss.xml. And use whatever your podcatching client of choice is, although I can highly recommend iPod or X. And no, I'm not being sponsored by the people. August Trometer and Ray Skalinski? Not quite sure. But that's the iPod or X team, and they're really great people. Really, really hard at work on this software. Great piece of software. You can email me. My email address is alan@everythingdigital.org, or Skype me. My ID is everythingdigital. You can AOL Instant Messenger IM me, and my screen name is Podcaster. Or you can call 206-9-THE-EDP. And I got a new phone number because I realized this one was available. And thought it was a lot easier to remember. EDP, of course, stands for Everything Digital Podcast, seen in all the ID3 tags. 206-9-THE-EDP. That is 206-984-3337. And, of course, that number is to leave audio comments. So if you've got one, if you've even got a promo, I'd be happy to play promos. Comments, questions, anything like that. Thanks for listening, and stay subscribed.